Yeah.
Big old alligator. We had an alligator we caught down in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Alligator turtle. He must have weighed 200 pounds. Took four of us to carry him home.
You're kidding.
No, we 200
caught 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's big one. He must have been that big around. Big old head like down on him. We got
How'd you catch him?
Well, what we did, it took about 2 hours. We caught him in this mud hole.
Yeah.
And so we pried him up and heaved him on his back, but that wouldn't do too much because he'd just get his head and knock himself back over.
Mm-hmm.
So we got ran up to up there to Publix and mm-hmm. got one of the big old potato bags.
Yeah.
So we crammed him in that head first. So we tied it real tight and mm-hmm. tied a string to it and just dragged him home. We weren't going to put our hand on that bag.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Then when we got him home, we got this big old broom.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing with it. He grabbed that broom and just snapped it right in two.
Good grief. What did you feed? Did you keep him very long?
No, we let him go after a couple days. Then we caught a couple bigger ones.
Bigger ones than that?
Yes, there were some big ones down there.
Wow.
We haven't seen them lately. I think they've gone. Or maybe it's grown up some, so we don't see them hardly anymore.
Wow, 200 pounds. How big? He was about, what, 3 feet long, is he?
Yeah, he was like that. Took a lot of us carry him. Took a long time to drag him home.
Uh-huh.
Just drag him in here. And this one we lost, we were building this underground fort.
Yeah.
And we had him in his bucket, and the bucket turned over.
Uh-huh.
It was under shed, so it was about a year later we were had an underground fort.
Mm-hmm.
And we're digging under the shed.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes that big old turtle come looking at you straight in the face and took off out of that fort and everything. We got the turtle out of it and then kept digging.
Mm-hmm.
He was pretty neat, and he was still alive, too. He must have been just stayed under moisture. Under the shed.
Wow. That's incredible. What else would you catch maybe besides turtles and snakes?
Rabbits.
Mm-hmm. How would you catch a rabbit?
Usually have to chase them down.
Mm-hmm. On foot?
Yeah, we'd get them. We'd get about 10 guys and get them all around, get them in the area, and everybody starts trying to jump on them and catch them. You don't catch many of them like that.
Yeah.
Hard to do.
Would you catch other things besides rabbits?
Minnows and snakes. A minnow, yeah, minnows were all the time. Catching minnows or shooting them.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things would you catch around the ocean?
Snails and crabs and oysters and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like hunting the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun walking in those woods all day.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a place where you might wait for a deer?
Lookout point.
Mm-hmm.
What I usually do, I get climb up a tree and get in a tree stand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. What else do you like to do besides hunt and fish? You like to fish, right?
Yeah, I like fish. Man, I like fishing a lot. Catch that big old red bass.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest red bass was something like 12 pounds.
Yeah.
Caught them, took me about an hour to get them in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, caught them off, you know, where the naval station is down there, right before the ocean.
Yeah.
You fish down there. And I was fishing and grabbed a hold of him and the pole just like that almost snapped. And big old pole, too.
Yeah.
Like that thing. And I almost took it over like that. Just grind, so I had to play with them for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just take them all back around there. Hey, how much they had 12 pounds of sinkers on there.
Good grief. Wow, 12 pounds of sinkers.
Yeah, that's really pouring out of there between there and the ocean because it's all pouring out towards the ocean.
Yeah.
I put a big old anchor down.
Is that the biggest fish you ever caught?
Yeah.